Daily Chum News, brought to you by Public Optical. It's 4 o'clock.
You can visit Public Optical after school. No appointment. They're open weekdays till 9, Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays from noon till 6. Public Optical, downtown, 69 Queen East.
Fact or fiction? Metro, bus, subway, and streetcar riders will discover later this morning. We've learned that the TTC will be meeting today to discuss rate increases from 5 for a dollar to 4 tickets for a dollar. Apparently, an increase can be expected to go into effect this weekend. An Eastern Airlines jet was forced to return to Atlanta, Georgia last night by a bomb threat from a woman on board who said she was not afraid to die. A search of the plane and luggage produced nothing. The FBI is questioning the woman who told the stewardess there was a bomb aboard. The plane was 85 miles out when it had to turn around. Two young men had a pleasant surprise when they accidentally broke a caster off the leg of an old iron bed at Clearbrook, B.C. Out fell $700. So, with that success, they broke the other leg on the bed and netted another $700. Walter Dorson and Neil Wolfe are going to split the loot 50-50. The bed has been in the Dorkson family for 20 years after it was purchased at an auction. A Toronto man, 39-year-old David Thurston Brown, was handed over to the Mounties by U.S. immigration officers at Calgary Airport. Brown faces a charge of kidnapping in Regina. Brown was ordered deported to Canada when immigration people charged him with entering the U.S. without inspection. The kidnapping charges arises out of an incident in which a police sergeant, Al Lyon of Regina, was abducted at gunpoint, handcuffed, and his patrol car commandeered to the border. Walter Winchell, who for half a century has written a newspaper column on show business, is giving it up because he is despondent over the Christmas suicide of his son. The 72-year-old writer and broadcaster has not written his column now for 2 weeks. Walter Jr. shot himself at his home in Santa Ana, California on Christmas Day. Toronto tied Minnesota in NHL action last night. The score came out 5-all. Pittsburgh defeated New York 3-2. Boston clobbered Chicago 7-2. And Oakland got by Montreal with a 5-1 count.
For many months, Public Optical has advertised all the latest equipment, 24 years experience, and money-back guarantees, plus insurance against breakage. Now we'd like to demonstrate just how exciting Public Optical's glasses are for style and price. Public Optical does a huge volume of business, so they come out with lower prices and a greater variety in frames. We have here, for Public Optical, a typical modern male.
Yes.
We've hooked him up to a special device which will make a sound, shake his hand, and pat him on the back whenever he gets excited about any pair of Public Optical frames. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, look at these glasses with the executive frames for that extra distinguished appearance. Good. And next, these John Lennon-type frames for the hip look. Now, these are square corners, brown ones and black ones. They've even got horn rims.
Public Optical, open weekdays till 9, Saturdays till 6, and Sundays from noon to 6. Public Optical, 69 Queen East.
Chum News, brought to you by Public Optical.
1050 Chum Weather.
Cold this morning for our Thursday, a few snow flurries too. Friday, mostly sunny. Today's high, 25 degrees. This is Bud Riley. It's 18 degrees on the Brian Skinner Show.
1050 Chum.